I stumbled upon something after 15 long years. Always held on to the belief that I was always a disconnected kid during my childhood till I was 15 years. But the rediscovery of some of my old photographs revealed an entirely different perspective. Something rediscovered and something hidden within those cherished memories. During the process of looking at the files inside the hard disk, I stumbled upon many folders filled with my childhood photos. And I couldn't resist the urge to scroll through the pictures and relive those moments once again. It had been quite an emotional and vulnerable experience for me. Discovering your long forgotten and long erased memories makes you too sensitive and reflective, and I was going through so many emotions and feelings all at once. It was an emotional roller coaster. As I gazed at those images of me as a little girl that I totally forgot about, I was flooded with a mix of joy, nostalgia, and a sense of self-doubt. The photos painted a different picture entirely, and it was very surprising to see that I was too chatty, jumpy, and mischievous. Because growing up, I struggled a lot during my school days. It was very subjective. I was extremely bad at math and things related to logic. And I remember being teased and talked about a lot. It often made me feel inadequate. And apart from this, there were a lot more, but right now I don't wish to share the details about it. The belief, this kind of belief seeped into my perception of myself as a child. But looking at those pictures when I was like 6 to 7 years old, I saw a different truth. I saw a girl who was totally different to what I had imagined my childhood self was. To be very honest, I felt like seeing someone who no longer existed in between. Like I literally grieved seeing my own self who disappeared for 7 to 8 years and who has recently met with her adult self after so many years. Deeply buried, deeply kept away due to fear and shame. It's incredible how our self-perception can sometimes cloud the reality of our experiences, and it was a profound moment of rediscovery. And I realized that my worth wasn't defined solely by one particular area of my life, and at that point of time, I was too young to understand that. And even after growing up, I deeply held on to the belief, all those negative self-limiting beliefs, and everybody has those, but I held on to it for quite some time, which was definitely not good for me. So it completely transformed my outlook, just looking at my old pictures and videos, and I now realize that my childhood self was an integral part of who I am today or who I'll be in the future. I always wished to be the person who I was as a child and no longer deny those aspects. To all those who are listening, I want to tell you that your childhood self holds immense wisdom and resilience. Whatever happens, your true self resides there, in that innocent, curious, and joyful stage of life. There will be life circumstances that will make you self-doubt and cloud your perception of who you truly are. I know it's very hard to do that when you don't know how to do it, but slowly getting in touch with yourself day by day with activities like this, you're going to rekindle them once more. Yes, your true self. But take help and come back to your true self, however hard it might be. Because in the end, it'll be all worth it. And personally, feeling this, feeling myself after these many years, I locked myself up in a room and cried my heart out after seeing my old pictures and videos. Because I never felt something like this ever before. This feeling was very different for me and very new and unique. I didn't have anything else to relate, so it felt alien, totally new and completely unexposed. I felt so vulnerable. It takes a lot emotionally to see yourself at your truest form. When being in the present moment is all that mattered during those days. And I suggest you to search for these, actually. Ask your parents. Look back at the memories. Maybe sit together with your family or your sibling. Or maybe you can sit alone too. A perfect date with yourself. Just look at the pictures. Find the untold stories of your younger self with some music playing in the background to add flavors to your deeply personal and special experience with yourself. Embrace your unique journey and discover the beauty within your own narrative. She or he that you see and admire in those pictures that was taken decades ago is still there inside. You just have to slightly reparent them and bring them back. They are you, and you are them. Each photograph holds a story waiting to be told. Here is to the beginning. Beginning the journey of loving yourself for all that you are, no matter how hard it feels. You are getting there. Lots of love.